For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, I went before Judge Eccles and the Harris County Commissioners to talk about the beginnings of this 92nd year of drug war and how it impacts our community. I misspoke during my speech. I named Mayor Brown, who was our former mayor and a former drug czar as well. I did make a correction that our current mayor is Mayor White. Brown or White certainly makes a big difference when you're held in the Harris County Jail.
My name is Dean Becker. I'm a reporter for the Drug Truth Network. We broadcast on 49 stations in the U.S. and Canada, including Houston's KPFT 90.1 FM. Last week, I talked to Mayor Brown and the City Council. They laughed and joked at a computer screen while I told them their drug war policy sends black Houstonians to prison at a rate substantially higher than did South Africa under apartheid. Sir?
He didn't meet Mayor Brown last week.
Mayor White.
Thank you. Their crime lab remains an international scandal, and yet political rope-a-dope, followed by silence, was their only response. Today, I come to you, Judge Eccles, and commissioners, to make note that we now have entered our 92nd year of drug war, and Houston, Harris County, leads the world in the incarceration of our own people, primarily for drugs, empty bags, empty pipes, small amounts of drugs. We lead the world. Texas wardens tell me that perhaps 85% of the people in our prisons are there for drugs or because of a lifestyle that revolves around drugs and the black market in drugs. Texas prisons are nearing overflow once again, and your jail, the Harris County Jail, seems to be making a draconian return to the dark ages. Depending on the day of the week, at least 1,000, if not 2,000 people are sleeping on the floor. Some have lumpy, dirty, worn-out mattresses, and many hundreds are sleeping on the cold concrete floors. Prisoners still get their drinking water from the back of the toilet. Disease and infections are rife, and our ability to pay attention to prisoners' medical needs is diminishing rapidly. Last week, Major Brownfield of the Sheriff's Department, who oversees the jail on your behalf, decided that nobody will be allowed to tour the jail facility from here on, claiming the need of increased security. He insists that not even the press will be allowed inside. I spoke with Mr. Terry Julian, director of Texas Commission on Jail Standards, and he told me that even he cannot force the Sheriff's Department to open the jail for an inspection. Will you call Major Brownfield, please, and instruct him to allow me to tour the jail facilities, or will my listeners once again hear silence from those we have elected?
Thank you, sir. We'll look into the issue.
Nothing but silence. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.